following is a paid political spot paid for by Lawrence Ostendorf.
Councilman Ostendorf, we appreciate you taking some time for us today again. How are you, sir?
I am very well. I just wanted to show you some pictures.
Okay, you brought some visual representation into the studio today. For those that are unaware, Councilman Ostendorf is running for re-election to represent Ward 4 here for the North Platte City Council. So tell us about these visual representations you brought in, Councilman.
Okay, they are just across the street from me, and I watch them every day.
Okay.
this specific place has been a part of a scene for at least 25 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Something like that.
And so now that they're going to expand, there's probably 98, isn't there?
Seems right. Yeah, I'd have to look it up to be sure, but I think that's right.
Okay.
And, some of them are going to live there. Some aren't going to or just working there. Uh-huh. But here's an example.
But they're going up, aren't they?
They are going up, and they are going up fast.
Yeah, quickly, yeah.
And, George, you take one of those, and then you hand it over to
Tristan. I will do.
Tristan.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, so you're watching it every day, you said, and every day they make a little more progress.
Oh, gosh, yes. Huh? Oh, yes. Of course, guess what? Ward 4.
Yeah. It is in Ward 4, which is basically the north side of town, or generally speaking, it's the north side.
Yep.
But Pacific Place, this is, if people don't know where that's at, it's out on the west part of town.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not too far off of Front Street, if I remember right.
It's about a block and a half off of Front Street.
Okay.
And it's just about all the way west. I mean, that's a bit of an exaggeration, but you just it's go way out there.
Find Elder, and it's there it is.
There you go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And Pacific Place Apartments have been there, like you said, 20 or 25 years, and now they're expanding, and they're going to double the size.
Think they've pretty well doubled the size. And I, for one, am glad to see that because we will have more citizens.
Uh-huh. Now, for folks that missed it, Lawrence, we did cover this a little bit on Friday, talking about this amazing construction and this amazing housing development here for people to move into North Platte, more citizens, hopefully. But it's great to have this going on in Ward 4 as well, the ward that you're running to represent once again.
That's true. I, for one, really glad of that.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
And there's some other stuff going on in Ward 4, right?
Oh.
Do you want to talk about it, or do you want to housing code, I think?
I just brought that housing code. I would like to have you read about Mr. Carman.
Okay.
Where
should I start? It's kind of long here.
Yeah, well, it isn't all him. Somewhere in there.
Somewhere right in there?
I think so.
Can I do that, Tristan? Is that all right with
That'd
you?
Be right? That'd be fine.
Jim Carman, at last Tuesday's North Platte City Council meeting, epitomized the term elder statesman. The veteran Ward 3 councilman, retired city police officer and former Lincoln County sheriff, bluntly summed up why the council must refine city building maintenance codes up to 40 years out of date.
That's good.
In this editorial writer's opinion, 40 years out of date.
Yes.
The council's 7-1 first-round vote might have been identical had Carman not spoken, but we dearly hope residents who persist in seeing big government disaster in all of this will take his analysis seriously. Anyone who has known Carman throughout his many decades in North Platte and local law enforcement and on the council knows he's no-nonsense, quite conservative, and by no means inclined towards big government. So his key points are the city has many fine landlords who do their best to do right by their tenants and maintain decent living conditions. He was specifically referred to one in the audience saying everyone should have a landlord like him. Many who favor the housing code rewrite agreed. Anyone who thinks the city expects to hire more inspectors and make them knock on every door in town needs to remember North Platte's sense of frugality. It's not possible to really go around and implement every letter of the code. You wouldn't be willing to pay the salaries to make that happen, Carman said. Point 3, but neither should our residents be blind to the conditions some renters live under, and that's where Carman was most forceful. He learned during his police department career that we have some good landlords and we have some crummy landlords, he said. but I suggest that the crummy landlords may represent a larger portion than some have alluded to here. I think Carmen, maybe it goes on to say it, but he was talking about his own experience as a tenant, too.
Mm. Yes, he was.
Said he rented a lot of places over the years, and of course he's lived a few years. He's seen a few things, as they say. As many good landlords as there are in North Platte, Carmen added, there are landlords out there who really don't give a rat's rear end how tenants have to live. Some of them could be considered, in my view, predatory, he said. They're out there. And that's why Big Brother has to step in and try to protect the little guy. Does that cover what you want to cover?
That covers what I want to cover.
Okay.
There's a lot of people out there that say we shouldn't be bothering them. You know.
Right.
And I, for one, I'm going to use myself as an example. I have 11 rentals.
Mm-hmm.
I invite anybody to go look at them. For the first time since this heat wave came about, I had to use one of the heating men to come over and guess what?
Do some repairs?
Yeah. It wasn't there. It just was hot, cleaned it off. Work like a charm.
Oh,
okay.
I take pretty good care of them.
Good.
So you're one of those good landlords, then?
I like to think I am, yes.
All right.
Again, we have Lawrence Ostendorf joining us for a paid political interview discussing his reelection for the ward, for the fourth ward here for the city of North Platte. And Councilman Ostendorf, we're talking about a real hot topic here as of recent with housing enforcement. And we know that as Mayor Livingston concludes his term as mayor for the city of North Platte, it's been something that he's wanted to address before he rounds out his time in the public office. So for folks that are unaware, where do you stand with this, and where do you stand with this enforcement process for the city?
Mr. Carmen said it very, very well.
Talking to you, in reference to your colleague on the city council whom you worked with for numerous years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And basically what he said was, we need it because some landlords are
That's right. We do need it.
Basically.
And there's some that are out of control.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do have some good landlords.
What?
We do have many good landlords.
Oh, yes.
But unfortunately, there's always a bad egg. There's several of the slumlords, as they were referred to, unfortunately. And it's unfortunate, but they are out there.
I worked with Kim Hipp. She was our property manager. And she and I would go out and take a look at some of these, and we just flat, no, we don't want anything to do with that one.
Sure. Okay.
We had a couple of them that thought we were kind of strange. We would take anything. No.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, it's certainly a hot topic around town. And
it is.
I'm hearing a lot. I get phone calls. I got people walking into the office wanting to vent a little bit and talk about it.
Yes.
I'm telling them, you know, talk to your council people.
That's right.
Because there's two more readings.
Yes.
And it's not law yet. And there's some reservations on the council that have been expressed, maybe a provision here or a provision there, or maybe more than that, and it's the time to communicate with your city government.
Yeah. So,
absolutely.
I, for one, want to see those slumlords gone.
Yeah. Well, you're probably not alone in that.
No, I'm not. Don't think I am.
No.
So, Lawrence, what else would you like to cover this morning?
I just got that. I was kind of short-handed over the weekend because of my brother. But it's a situation. I don't know if you looked at all of these.
Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that, for one, I've been watching that every day as I go by.
Uh-huh. Pacific Place you're referring to.
Yes, yes.
Right.
And I want that baby to grow.
Well, yeah, it's great growth.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You had a guest opinion in the bulletin this week, too.
I did.
And talked and about some other couple other good things that are happening
in the
Ward 4.
Well, I just mentioned that Burkholder bought the old, what is it?
Bought the lot there and developed his... Yeah, his car repair business on there.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
It's probably close to $1 million in
Ellis.
Fourth Ward.
Yeah.
Elliott's.
Right.
Yeah, the Fourth Ward.
Right.
Wow. Did we need that?
Transferred a vacant lot into a thriving business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same way with...
it looks amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the same way with...
Langemeyer.
Langemeyer.
Down the street, Rodeo Road, out
yep.
a little farther west.
Yep.
Now, we do know, Lawrence, that probably one of the toughest parts about being a councilman is the fact that you're a North Platte City Councilman, you represent the city, but you also represent your ward. So it's a difficult balancing act. So to the undecided voters in Ward 4, how would you sway them or encourage them to make the right educated decision in voting in terms of how do you balance that aspect of representing the city, but at the same time looking what's best for your ward?
First of all, I got to look at North Platte. But secondly, that ward is very important to me. And, of course, you've heard me talk about some of these. I want to show them. Call me, 530-2692. I'll be glad to go get them, and we'll go around and take a look at them.
Okay.
Take a look at the situations out there.
Yes.
You grew up in North Platte, right?
No, I did not. I was born and raised in Gothenburg, went to high school there, and then they run me out of town. No.
Close by.
Huh?
Close to North Platte.
Yeah, relatively close. I came up here because economic reasons.
Uh-huh.
And...
Saw some opportunities up here. Did you?
Yes, and I stayed. And guess what? 30 years later, I was done with the railroad.
Uh-huh.
I came up there for that reason.
Okay.
And then, well, I might add some of the things I did on the railroad. I also went to Little Rock, Arkansas, and to Omaha.
Okay.
And worked there for a few years as well at Little Rock and in Omaha?
Yes.
And when you got out of the railroad, you really developed, concentrated on real estate, right?
Yes. I went 3 years, and then I thought, well, I got to do something. So I went to school, and I passed.
Studied real estate, got your license.
Got my license, yeah. And then a couple of years later, 2008, nothing was working. So I went and got my broker's license.
Oh, okay.
So not everybody has that. I feel good. I haven't used it, but I've got it.
Uh-huh. And you served on the Board of Realtors here in town.
Yes, Board of Realtors.
Active in
Habitat. Housing Authority.
Uh-huh.
And I've been at every one of the Board of Realtors. I've been in every office, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Habitat for Humanity is my big thing.
Yeah, we mentioned that a little bit last Friday. You're very passionate about Habitat for Humanity.
Yes, indeed.
And Habitat has been great for the city of North Platte, but in particular, it's been great for Ward 4, too.
Yes, indeed, again. It's been really great. Right now, there's four houses just north of the school, Buffalo School, isn't it?
Buffalo, yeah.
And then... of course, one of them is Jim McIntosh. You probably met him.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he's going to be on the site committee. I'm on
and
the site
he's
committee.
On the council, too.
Yes, yep. He's on the council. But I'm on the site committee. But we're looking around, and we see a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm glad you brought up Councilman Backenstos, Councilman Ostendorf, because I think we're in a unique position here, and we only have a few minutes left before we have to conclude. So I want to touch on this a little bit today, and we'll dive more into it when you're here later this week. But the city of North Platte's in a very unique position right now, and I want to get your comments on how you feel about the unique position. A lot of change that's already occurred with the new city administrator, with Mr. Kibben in the office now, and change that is bound to happen. We know it's coming with the mayor's office. There's going to be some changes on the council. How much change on the council we're unaware of. So how do you feel about this change for the citizens of North Platte and for the city of North Platte?
If I'm following you, how do I feel personally?
Yep. How do you feel about that change personally?
I wouldn't run again if I hadn't thought I deserved to go and wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically there's that. I have an opponent, so... we just have to do something about that. But I, for one, like the idea, and I want to go another term.
Okay.
And the change doesn't bother you? The new
people,
new faces on the council?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Good. Looking forward to it, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Good.
Well, Councilman Ostendorf, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Can't think of a thing.
Okay. If there is anything else that maybe there's voters out there listening or citizens of North Platte listening, and they want to pick your brain about a specific issue or a specific matter, what's the best way for them to contact you and discuss any local issues here ahead of the election?
530-2692.
Awesome. Well, Lawrence, we appreciate you taking some time for us this morning. We'll see you again.
Do
we have you in Thursday? Or is it Friday? Friday, okay.
Friday.
So look forward to seeing you then, and we'll dive more into your campaign and dive into further of your re-election campaign here for the City of North Platte.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Lawrence.
For being
good
here.
To see you.
Good talking to you.
Good to talk to you guys.
This has been a paid political spot paid for by Lawrence Ostendorf.